Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant with American Giant. They aren't affected by tariffs because their clothing products never left the U.S. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Good Friday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with Dell, here for the next 3 hours on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Says I can't sign into it, Dell, so you're going to have to resend that. 713-780-3776. We are live here. I'm in L.A. The boys are in Houston, and we got a lot of Astros to talk about today. And we start, it's so good to see Jose Altuve look like Jose Altuve again. I mean, holy crap. That was one night. Last night was awesome. Just great to see him swinging the bat with authority, barreling the ball, which he hasn't done, and a lot of following off really good pitches, following. That's the key. Hitting balls right into the ground that are drivable balls. He has been in such a funk for almost about 3 weeks or so that it finally seeing him barrel up the ball, seeing the ball well, and barreling it up and hitting a couple of bombs yesterday was just fun.
Yeah.
He's such a good guy, such a good guy. You hate to see, when he struggles like that, because you can tell it wears on him. It really does wear on him. What guy goes into the dugout and tells the coach, hey, you got to move me out of the leadoff spot. You got to move me down the order.
Well, I kind of hated that for him because I worry about it, about his confidence where he is. But, I mean, that's just part of baseball. Just you're going to lose your confidence sometimes. It's just part of the sport. Same thing with golf. I always liken the baseball swing to the golf. There's just sometimes you just kind of lose it. But it's also because he thinks he's not worthy. Like, hey, it's better for the team if I'm out of here. And you have to have Joe Espada say, just chill. You're fine. Nothing's wrong. And, they eventually did move him out of the leadoff to the two. And then yesterday he was hitting,
a few days now he's been at the three.
It's actually been two games. But whatever it takes, like, I just sit there. For me, the only thing it's about is it's not even about this season. It's about, God, I hope this is not the end of, like, I hope this isn't the inevitable decline. I don't want to see it happen.
No, we've seen him struggle before, though. Remember we had a deal where, it was June, and I was like, okay, by July he's going to be hitting 300. And I remember it happened, and he just goes through these huge funks, maybe because he's so wild up there at the plate. That there's times when it nothing seems to come together for him, but when he does put it together, when he's seeing it again, and he gets a little quieter, and ball meets bat, man, is he fun? He's so fun to watch. I think the greatest. Well, he and a dream are the two greatest Houston athletes ever, and.
Yes.
It is, the dream never had to go through something like that. Baseball's just different. And that you have slumps. And Jose Altuve has had his share. And it has been, it's so hard to watch because he's such. My wife saw him out at Island Grill on
Bel
Air.
Yeah,
you've seen that. Yeah. My wife saw him over there. And. She said I wanted to go up to him and just thank him, but I didn't. I just stayed away. But everybody who went up to him, she said, boy, he could not. He's eating, and he could not have been nicer to everybody who was there. Everybody there. So it is just so good to see a guy like that. You see him at Yankee Stadium signing autographs for the Yankee fans, little Yankee fans he's signing autographs for.
Yeah.
The place that started FL Tuve. You know? I mean, that's just the kind of guy he is. So it's so fun to watch him succeed. Love that. Love that. Yeah, I love that for him.
I love two home runs for him.
And are you paying attention to this show, or are you just waving at people?
Okay.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, you got so many fans Valentina,
out there.
Yeah, Valentina said hello.
Oh, she did? Okay.
You don't know Valentina yet.
No, I don't know
But
Valentina.
You will.
Did she bring you anything?
But you will.
Peanuts, popcorn.
She just, well, we have the door open. This is not a real radio studio.
No, it's not.
This is not a, like, I've been in radio studios all at four stations now.
Yeah.
They're all, like, there's a lot of soundproofing. They're smaller. The quality of the sound is the most important thing in the world. And it's very tight. You know, it's a lot of times it's, not all of them have been small. The 790 spot wasn't, you know, small. They have soundproof doors
that
are heavy.
Soundproof
doors that are very heavy.
Yeah.
This one has like a door that you'd see like on a closet somewhere.
Yeah.
There's no gap in between. We just leave it open. People just walk by.
We hear El Chero walking through the hall all the time because he's got the loudest boots ever.
People don't think we're on the air sometimes because we don't look like serious people.
No, we're not serious.
And so I'm sitting there talking, you know, on the show, listening to you, and Valentina goes, "Hey, how you doing? It's really cold up here today." Valentina, by the way, that's our new friend here. Me and Dell, not just me, Dell's friend too. And so she just, you know, was just decided to have a conversation just now because she didn't realize that a radio show happens when the doors are open because their studio is built like a radio studio.
It is. It actually has a heavy door that soundproof window. They actually have a real studio.
It's different in this room.
It's an enormous
room that you could put a huge conference table in.
Yes, it is. Yes, and we had a huge desk there that we had dancers on at one point.
Ken Hoffman would bring in, he was ahead of his time. Mm. Well, he was basically doing kind of a Howard Sterney show, and David Nuno was kind of along for the ride, like, I can't believe this is happening.
I have to go to College Station and restart my career.
I think he liked being there by proxy, but he didn't want the onus put on him because he had a wife.
Right, wife, kids.
Yeah, he didn't want, like, did you do this, David? I swear I didn't have Body by Britney come in here and dance for the cam. And this is when the cam had its early days.
Yeah.
She was a cam girl who was on our own streaming. Can you imagine what the streaming numbers would have been?
Oh, my gosh.
Some of the Van Exel was in studio with us watching Tub Girl, or no, Two Girls, One Cup.
Oh, my gosh.
We did terrible things.
Terrible things.
Nick Van Exel even asked, hey, I need y'all to take that offline. Why, Nick? It's just you watching Two Girls, One Cup. What's the big deal? I've still got a copy of it.
Did we change the format of the video thing here? Because mine is totally different today, Del. I can't see the chat, and there's all kinds of stuff going on around our windows here. Is that changed?
I don't see that on my end.
Mine is totally different here.
I'll see what it looks like for the people viewing, but from what I can see, it's the same.
Oh, mine, I don't know why, but
I'll check as well, but
I don't see the chat. I got...
Yeah, mine's the exact same as always.
Is this? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I don't know. Della, you sent me a different one or something. I don't know why, but it's different.
I'll look into it.
I want to see the chat. Whenever Del talks, they say stuff.
Man, it was if you didn't listen to the show during the 1560 days, 1560 AM, which there's a good chance you couldn't even hear it. You would have had to really work hard in certain years.
Things really
changed on that front.
Yeah, now everything's
crystal clear
on both channels.
Way different.
You don't have to worry about that. But
we're big in Beaumont, Del. I don't know if you heard.
Yeah. But we
I know this because the trip to Golden Nugget. I know how big in Beaumont we are.
Yeah, it was. I'm looking forward to our next trip is going to be in June, we're going to have a big football. I don't know if you're aware of this, John. We got a big football trip coming, a fantasy football trip in August.
What do we got? No, I don't know anything.
Yeah,
about
you'll
it.
Find out all about it.
It's going to be nice.
You'll be picking fantasy football teams, me, you, and Dell, and I think Mapes against listeners who will be winning spots. So that's down the road.
Girl, stop. Mate, Mapes has to say that every time.
I know.
With every pick.
Yep.
Mapes has to
that's
say
his,
that.
That's his catchphrase.
That's
back
his
to,
catchphrase.
Back to Altuve for a second. So it was, you know, Lance McCullers, by the way, had a had an interesting start. He couldn't go five innings, but he did have a bunch of punch.
Pitches.
He had a bunch of punch outs.
Eight punch outs, three walks.
Yeah, he had good movement.
91 pitches. It was he labored early some, and they they had the solo homers, but he had that slider going again. He brought back the old curveball that he was getting all them Yankees out with. He looked like, and then he tried to sneak his fastball by with an 0-2 count. They had three straight guys that got hits on 0-2 counts, which is a really really bad thing to do. But they were, you know what, and I apologize. I want to apologize to Dubin and Okert and Ort. I kind of called them because of, after watching the King Abreu hater trio come in, to see them come in the next night, I said, it was kind of JV-ish. But Okert has been really, really, and Dubin's been really, really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Ort's been fine. Listen, this pitching... The Rangers have better have given up fewer runs than the Astros this year. This pitching has been, for all the makeshift that they've had to do, I mean, this pitching has been fantastic. And last night, it fell behind 2-0, and I was like, oh, crap. How are you going to score any runs off George Kirby? And then,
I know.
Oh, and there's another thing. Did you know after they scored their three runs in the, what was it, the fourth?
Mm-hmm.
44% of their runs this year have come with two outs.
Oh, I didn't see that stat last night.
44, yeah, no, Blummer brought, he said, I don't think they put it up there, he goes, or Esch. Esch goes, 44%, that is a ridiculous
well, then that's
amount.
How you. Well, then that's why your record is above 500 when
that's
you have
the only
a,
reason
because right. Your offensive numbers. I went through every offensive number for the Astros. Man, the best you are is like 14 or 15. Most of them are in the 20s or like around 20, 21. But you're 20, 26 and 24 because you're getting key hits. Your pitching's been good. But you know what, Jose Altuve, honestly, to get back to that for a second, I don't want to see the inevitable. Like, I remember when I was young enough to remember the first time that I started having players who were coming out of college at my age who stopped playing, professional sports, basketball, football, whatever the case may be. Baseball is a little different because it takes forever for guys to go. And you don't really know college baseball players as well, obviously. And it's like a jarring experience. Like, oh, man, he went in and he's out. Now it's like, I just want Altuve to play forever, whether he likes it or not. I want him to be the LeBron James of baseball, where he plays at a high level forever. And I don't want the inevitable fall off. I mean, it's coming. I don't want it now, because that's just such an end of. He's the greatest Astro of all time. It's an end of for those of us who have watched Astros baseball over many many iterations. He will be, it's similar to when Dream shut it down. You realize, man, I'll probably never see anything like this ever again for the rest of my life. Not for my team.
Yeah. Back to those stats, though. The Astros' mediocre, I mean, at best, mediocre offense,
mm-hmm.
They're still plus 23 in run differential.
Well, that and speaks to the... To the pitching,
they're actually a below average hitting team, and they're still plus 23. They've only given up 181 runs this year.
Yeah, but it's substantially better than it was, though, John, from a hitting standpoint. I mean, Pena's,
now it's getting better. Yeah,
Pena's right at 300.
Oh,
Paredes is at 264. Jake is over 300.
Yeah,
Christian Walker. Yiner Diaz has raised his average. He's not great at 231, but he lived under 100 for a long, long time. Yeah. Like it has gotten better. And the Astros have started scoring runs in the second half of games, as you referenced. They had a two spot, a three. They had multiple crooked numbers yesterday. A two, a three,
well,
and
it
another
was the bottom
three.
Of the order again. The bottom of the order coming through.
Innings 6 through 9, they're scoring.
Yeah, yeah. But the Astros are plus 23. They've given up 181 runs. Listen, the Yankees have also given up 181 runs this year. They're getting great pitching as well. But their run differential is plus 95. In large part because they're better at hitting the baseball, but also that bandbox that they play in, which is a ridiculous ballpark. But given as bad as the Astros' offense is, it's still plus 23. And that is a credit to those pitchers and what they've been doing. That's the only fun part. And how injured they are. Holy crap. Holy crap. It's incredible what they're doing. We got a break. 713-780-3776. If you'd like to get in here, Lance, you'd like to talk about John Daspit.
Yeah. I just had something sent to me by someone in Dallas about all the fatalities on the roadway out in Dallas, and I passed it along to John Daspit. It's pretty terrible, actually, and it just speaks to, you know, what goes out on the roadways. There's a lot of unsafe drivers on the road, and I don't have to tell you guys, you're sitting there at stoplights, your light turns green, you already know you have to wait a minimum of 2 seconds and look both ways. Because if you try to drive when your light is green, there is, I'd say, about a 20% chance that somebody's going to fly through there and smash your car. And God forbid they hit on the passenger side where you have, you know, kids in the car, you have your wife in the car, you have a grandma, you know, your mom that you're taking to a doctor or something like that. Who knows what could happen? But I know that when something like that happens, and it does happen, there is substantial injury. There can be loss of life. I talked about the fatalities that are in Dallas. Good thing John Daspit has an office in Dallas, because and offices in Houston, across the state of Texas, because these bad drivers who are causing these issues, they need to be held accountable. And the insurance companies that insure them are held accountable by John Daspit and his law firm. They are going to fight for you. They are going to make sure that all your hospital bills are accounted for. The first thing is they make you get to the hospital. Go find out everything that's wrong. Get the x-rays, the MRIs, get everything taken care of. The insurance company is going to pay for it. You need to know exactly what you're dealing with, because if you have a lingering issue that gets worse and worse, but you already signed a settlement that didn't account for it, you're going to be responsible for it financially. And that should never be the case. So let John Daspit work for you. They're going to work. They're going to take their time to make sure all the bills are accounted for. They're going to make sure all your time missed from work is accounted for. If there's ever loss of limb, loss of life, the settlement he's going to get for you in terms of pain and suffering is going to be substantial, because your life is going to change forever. And I hope it never happens to you, but if it does, I'm glad that I can tell you about John Daspit. 713-CALL-NOW, that's 713-CALL-NOW, or just go to the website for all the information and to start your consultation online, if you choose, at DaspitLaw.com.
The best in Houston sports talk is ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Just randomly on my timeline, a clip from The Office, Ricky Gervais. That is, if you haven't watched The British Office, it is
phenomenal.
It's what my I don't know who's better. David Brent or Michael?
It's
Scott.
A tie. Like I can't choose. If I try to pick one, it's impossible. They're both so good in their own way. I'm watching that Four Seasons. It's an easy watch.
Oh yeah, it's about to couples.
Yeah. But you haven't seen any of it yet, I'm sure.
Is it okay?
Yeah, it's not bad. You and Wendy can watch it. It's an easy watch. Like there's three couples and.
Are you
watching
it with Nicole?
No, she doesn't really watch anything with me. The only time when we both had food poisoning in bed for four straight days or whatever, I still came and did the show, but I'd immediately go home and then lay in bed until literally the next morning, all those times. So I got her to watch Paradise. I finished Paradise, and she watched that. And when she watches a show, she likes it. I don't want to watch shows. I'm reading a book. She thinks she's better than her. She thinks she's the queen and we're the sorry people because she reads a bunch of books.
She's right about that.
Because she reads a bunch of books.
Yeah, like, well, she's smarter.
She's trying to read. So she she just thinks I'm going to get through all these books. She decides which books. And so she's not particularly a fan, per se, of Ronald Reagan's, but she's reading the Reagan book. And it's long, and it takes a while. So she'll be she's like, okay, I'm going to get back on this Reagan book. I'm like, this has been like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
You've had this or longer.
Well, it's hard to read.
Yeah, and so she's reading it. She says really well written, but she's reading it, and then I've got Paradise on, and she said, well, what happened to her son? I'm like, well, we don't know exactly. We had a little flashback, but we don't know what her villain arc is. Her origin story is a villain. Okay. And then all of a sudden, so what happened? So how did he become president? Well, I don't even know. He just did become president. We don't go through that. Okay. You want to watch? Like, you should watch his show. It's a really good show. No, I'm reading.
Yeah, hey, I wish he's better.
So what? Where's his wife? I'm like, okay. You're going to need to start at ground zero.
Either you watch it or you...
You're either going to watch it or you don't. And she actually went back and watched it, because what are you going to do when you're in bed for 4 straight days?
All right. I want to get to this Amen Thompson thing. How about a rookie? How about a rookie? How about a young player, as young as he is, being NBA, all first team NBA?
But was this a surprise to people? We talked about the fact that
it's been
he wasn't, for some reason, he wasn't
the best defender in the league. He should have won Defensive Player of the Year.
He wasn't a finalist. He wasn't a finalist for the award.
And he should have won it.
There was no doubt he was one of the five best.
Yeah. No. He should have won.
I don't know if he should have won, and I don't know enough about the other defense.
Well, he had the best on-ball defense in the league. He was the best on-ball defender in the league.
Was he technically considered that?
Technically, yes. No, yes.
Yeah, I don't know the metrics, but a lot of the times they emphasize rim protection. And
the human eyes tell me yes, but I don't watch enough of the other guys to know. And No, Draymond didn't win.
No, it has been consistently... And Draymond, since he guards bigs, you might throw him in the big man category. It's, for the most part, it's been a big man.
Look, Draymond
award.
Is a good – we saw what Draymond can do against Alperen. Draymond is a good defender. For being a limited athlete, he is a good defender. But Amen is just special, and he's only going to get – he's only going
to
get
And just
better.
To let it be known, Draymond did not win. It was Evan Mobley who won.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is incredible what he did. He's the fifth Rockets player and the youngest to make the all-defensive first team. How about Scottie Pippen was a Rocket all-defense? Hakeem Olajuwon won it. It was in the first team.
Wait. Scottie Pippen, he wasn't even here a full year.
Yeah, he was first team, all first team.
Well, he got traded in the middle of his first year, didn't he?
No, not in the middle of his first year. No, he was here for the playoffs when he fumbled the ball out of bounds.
Oh, so he was. So he stayed until a second year.
Remember how terrible he was in the playoff game.
He played a year.
No,
did not make it to a second year. His year with the Rockets was a lockout year.
Oh, that was a lockout.
And then he was in Portland the next year.
I didn't realize he was the lockout year. Yeah, 50 games. That's
top
right.
10 DPOY and also first team all defense for Scottie in his lone Rocket season.
Yeah, the metrics on Amen are incredible. Just incredible.
It's just not a wing players award. The only person under like 6'8" who's won it since 2018 was Marcus
stupid.
Smart.
It's like, so stupid. The hardest position to guard right now, the best players in the league are wing players.
It's a big man's award.
Okay, of course, the Amen best players Thompson, in the league also are scoring a bunch of points, so you would say, well, then why would somebody on the wing win it?
Amen Thompson had the best defensive field goal percentage in the NBA this season at 40.7%.
Wow.
He held Donovan Mitchell to 18.2, Luka to 20, De'Aaron Fox to 25, Steph Curry to 25. Tyler Herro to 28.6, and he threw him on his face.
What happened that first? Yeah, that happened the first game. Second game, he handled him. Just looking at it as we go through it, unless you are 6'10 or above or your name is Marcus Smart, you're not winning this award the last decade or so.
Yeah, just like the protector of the year.
Well, Marcus Smart did it.
I said unless your name is Marcus Smart. Yeah, he's the only one.
Right, I know. Well, what I'm saying is I think Amen probably broke through this year. and now people are going to pay attention like they did to Marcus Smart, and next year he's got a shot.
Lots of people regret the Marcus Smart. I don't know why, but that felt like, for a lot of people, that became a Boston media hype train for Marcus Smart, and he won it. And some people think Robert Williams was a better defender on the same team. I don't know. It's like quarterbacks win MVPs. Guys who are considered rim protectors win this award.
Yep.
Yeah.
Quarterbacks win MVPs and Heismans.
Yes.
Yep.
Unless your name is Travis on it.
Yeah. And then he had to play two positions to do it.
Yes, he had to do something no one does yet.
Yep. Well, I mean, big ups to Amen and big up. I mean, okay. Honestly, Giannis, everybody, is Amen untouchable.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So you would not.
I would never
do a deal with them because they want Amen Thompson.
Nope. Amen Thompson has something baked into him that is extraordinarily rare by today's sports standards. He is built completely different. He's wired with not only a level of intensity, it's a grit, it's an edge. It crosses the line every once in a while, but enough so that you can maintain it. Amen Thompson has something that will seep over to everyone else. He will eventually be a two-way player. He can get points off of just pure gall, pretty much. As he gets better offensively, he's going to develop into a legitimate two-way player. I think the defense is always going to be ahead of the offense. No, I would never move Amen Thompson. He's more than just the basketball player. He's a guy that gives you identity, I think. I really do. I mean, I think that Jabari does some of that, but not like Amen. Amen has a real alpha quality to him. He's quiet, but, you know, he's a guy that I think people around the league know you just don't mess with Amen Thompson.
Because
he's, like Dell said, Dell intimates this. Go ahead, Dell. Tell me.
What do I intimate?
Well, he strikes you as being.
I said
he could snap at
people,
any time.
I don't know about snap. I said that for all the comparisons, at this point, I see a young Ron Artest.
Yeah. Well, say no more.
Ron Artest was a good basketball player.
All yeah. Right.
The other stuff
and he
overshadowed
was always a great
it.
Defender.
Did Ron Artest do this? At age 22, in his 42 starts, you know, he was a lot better as a starter. He was a lot better as a starter. He averaged 16 points a game on 60.2% true shooting. These are Brado's stats. 9.2 rebounds, 4.9 assists, 1.7 steals, 1.6 blocks. No other player matched or exceeded these numbers this season. No other player in NBA history has averaged or exceeded these stats in a full season. Not a single one, apparently. At 22 years old, also a top three athlete in the NBA, first team All-NBA defender.
Well,
is he the only untouchable on this team?
Well, you asked about Ron Artest. Ron Artest played some college ball, so things are going to be skewed. But at 23 years old, he finished second in DPOY voting. Somehow he finished second team all defense, but also finished number two in DPOY voting. Different era, so shooting was going to be different. But he averaged about 16, five rebounds, three assists at 23 as a Pacer. Now, he had been in the league a little bit longer than Amen had been. And at 24, he was a DPOY and All-Star. So when I say Ron Artest, isn't just about the physicality and the non-basketball stuff.
No, it's similar. Ron Artest, they're always going to be more defense-heavy than offense.
Ron Artest was a good, very good player for a long time.
Yeah.
So I'll put it to you this way, Lance. At this point, would you trade young Ron Artest for Giannis?
Oh, yeah. He can get it.
Oh, okay.
I have too much I know about him, though.
Oh,
but, you know,
okay.
Ron wasn't an elite athlete. Like, there's an explosiveness that he has that not many players in the league are going to have. It's a rare explosiveness, too. Like, there's just a combination of physical and mental and upside with his offense. He's got tremendous upside offensively because he hasn't even come close to tapping into that. He may never be a great shooter, but if he becomes an average shooter, and that includes shooting from three, if he becomes a 35% three-point shooter, because he's never going to just take a ton of threes. He's not really built like that. He's going to get into the paint and get shots like that. I just don't think you can trade. I would personally never trade Amen Thompson. I think every team would love to have Amen Thompson on their team. I wouldn't do it. Now, I typically wouldn't trade Alperen either. However, because we've had the discussion about Milwaukee Bucks. And my son Mason said there's articles out there how Milwaukee's more interested in Jalen than Alperen. Can that possibly be true?
Okay.
I mean, we can talk now. Yeah. Can that possibly be true?
I don't know
why they'd – well, they have an older injured scoring guard that at some point they're going to get off of. I'm not sure why they'd want Jalen more than Alperen. I didn't see anything written.
Yeah,
not
I didn't
that
either.
It's not out
he
there.
He just got a bad – He probably got a bad Instagram post.
Did you ask him where he saw that?
I always do. He can never find stuff.
Then maybe it's not real.
Okay. We got a break. And who, by the way, they don't know what the Bucks are thinking. I mean, it's a lot of speculation. It's a lot of speculation.
No, they wouldn't let that stuff out anyway.
No. Time. Yeah, they're going to say, oh, yeah, well, we would rather have Jalen. So can you go print? Time to talk about Billy Brown. We would rather have him if we have any kind of issues with our plumbing. That's right. Billy Brown is going to be the guy that you call. He's the guy that you can depend on. He's a guy that is, he's got trucks all over the city now. And it pretty much if you can hear us, he can get there. He's down in the, by you, right, Del? In the Alvin area?
Billy's in the Clear Lake area, which isn't the Alvin area. It's not. Billy, I know it's not. Trust me.
No, it kind of is. But here's the deal. It doesn't matter where you are, Billy Brown can get to you. And if you've got a plumbing issue, and especially an emergency, these are the guys that you call because they're not going to charge you just to show up and give you an evaluation. Okay, give us $70, give us $100 just for coming. That's ridiculous. That is really ridiculous. Billy Brown doesn't do that. And a matter of fact, there's times if they can't do anything, they're just like, nah, don't worry about it, no charge. We appreciate you calling us. And I don't want you to call them and have nothing to do. But here's the deal is Billy, I've seen this. And Billy's done this. And that's the way that that's the way they operate. So you got any plumbing issue, Lance, 281-488-6238.
You can request a quote online. It's right there on the front page. Just click request a quote, and you can find out how much something's going to cost by putting it in there. They'll do the best they can. Of course, you know, it's easier when they come out to diagnose what's going on, but they want to give you an idea. Everyone wants to know how much something's going to cost, so they try to help you as best they can. They've got offices in San Antonio and Houston. So if you've got familia in San Antonio that you want to help out, give them a shout. Let them know about Aqueduct Plumbing Company. It is the plumbing company to use. I'm going to just go ahead and say it. It's the official plumbing company of the entire state of Texas. That's what the streets are saying. 281-488-6238.
Follow ESPN Houston on social media at ESPN97.5.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Lance here with you for another 2.5 hours. So you want to get in and talk about anything, you're more than welcome. Anything we've touched on so far. We like what the Astros did last night, 9-2 win over the Mariners. Man, they jumped out early and were up 2-0. And then Lance McCullers really bore down. He really did after that. And then the bullpen, which has been awesome. Dubin came in a tough situation and got him out of it. And then, I mean, Oakert has been really good. I apologize for what I said the other day about
Oakert.
And then Ort came in and so did King. We did King yesterday, so that was really, really nice. But the offense exploded. More two outs, more bottom of the order coming through. Jose Altuve with a couple of homers. That was nice. It was nice to see them, and especially against a guy like George Kirby, who the Astros just couldn't solve until last night.
Yeah, he was a bear against the Astros last year. My goodness.
Yeah. So it was his first start of the year. So
catch him early.
Nice. Yeah, we caught him in a good place. We caught him in a bad place.
Did you get to watch the Western Conference Finals?
I did. It's boring. They're just too good for Minnesota.
I'm enjoying watching from a standpoint of watching SGA and watching, you know, it feels like there's not a bunch of stars. You know, the idea that you have to have three. Remember, it used to be you had to have a big three. Well, we know that's not really feasible in today's NBA. You can try to do that, but egos and there's a lot of things that work against big threes. Big threes don't usually work because I think everyone, when you have too many primary scorers they're just not going to be happy. The chemistry's never going to get there. The only time we saw it happen was with some really unselfish players in LeBron, Chris Bosh, and Dwayne Wade. That's a total outlier. But watching Oklahoma City, I'm like, how are they this good?
Yeah.
Like, how are they this good? And SGA is just such an unbelievable finisher near the rim. And Michael Malone, I don't know if you saw Michael Malone. I watched him on Scott Van Pelt after the game, too. So he did the pregame show. And then I guess he did halftime. I didn't watch halftime. He did pregame. He did some pregame. Then he did postgame with Scott Van Pelt. He's phenomenal. Michael Malone was as good as I've ever seen a coach on a television broadcast.
Really?
He was that good. He was unbelievable. And Scott Van Pelt asked him, okay, he goes, I'm not going to sugarcoat this. I'm just going to ask it. What do you think about the calls that SGA gets? He goes, well, they're favorable. And, you know, he made a comment about how often he gets to the line and how he can create the contact. And he didn't linger on it for very long. But, man, was he really good at breaking different things down. And he used a term, and it's not an outlandish term. Like, it's not – but it's the perfect term for Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. He said he was talking about when he starts getting downhill and starts to snake. And I thought that's exactly how he plays, where he can go left or he can be going left and then snake to the right, moving just like a snake. That's exactly how he plays. That's what I want Jaylen to do. That's what, when you're able to snake like that, that's the perfect verb for a penetrator. If they go in one straight line, they're predictable and you can time them up. If they're snaking around defenders, you can't really time anything up. It's hard. You know who used to do that all the time was Katino Mobley, had some of that in his game. But just randomly, but just watching Jalen Williams was unbelievable yesterday. Hartenstein and Chet Holmgren do their jobs. It's just Caruso is a dirty work player off the bench. They've just got so many players who are just in the right, just the perfect position for what they do. Like, they maximize. I don't necessarily think they're more talented than the Rockets, but they're way more consistent. And you know what? And they do have an elite number one. I mean, he's an MVP.
Yes. And yeah, rightfully so. Listen, I don't think – I mean, it's just like they're really this good? And the answer is yes. And in large part, it's because of their defense. In large part, it's because they just are. This is what Ime think wants them to be. They are,
man.
They are hawking. They just don't get beat.
They rotate like crazy. How often do you see open shots for them?
No.
Like, you almost never.
Everything is contested. I mean, they're just really, really, really good. And it's kind of, listen, Minnesota again. They had the Lakers, and then they had a depleted and old Golden State team. They're not ready for this Oklahoma State, this Oklahoma City. They're just not. They're not. This Oklahoma City thing is different.
I'm with you. On paper, they are. And they beat Oklahoma City twice, but everything should be judged now by seven-game series. And you're right. They're not ready to beat Oklahoma City in a seven-game series. I don't think they're ready to beat the Boston Celtics, who aren't even here, in a seven-game series. A healthy Boston.
I don't know how. And if anybody beats Oklahoma City the rest of the way, I mean, you deserve it.
Yeah, deserve I don't it. See any of these teams able to do it.
No.
They have too many flaws. Now, I did think it was interesting that Oklahoma City gets to a 24-point lead in the fourth quarter, and, you know, they end up giving up, what does it get to? I don't know if it ever got to single digits in the fourth, but the most important thing was that, you know, those two teams combined for over 112 points in the second half. I thought that was interesting.
You thought that was interesting.
Yeah, it was interesting how those two teams.
That was interesting over 112 points.
How those two teams scored in the fourth quarter.
Step fact for you.
And even though Anthony Edwards scored over 30 points, like he was, last I saw he was 1 for 9 from the three-point line. That's not going to get it.
No, there's a reason one's the MVP. He's outplaying everybody. He's just outplaying everybody. 713-780-3776. Got a break. Let's go. Get in here. Anything that you guys want to talk about, you're more than welcome. How do you get down on these games? You go to the DraftKings Sportsbook at the Golden Nugget. The Golden Nugget is where you get your gamble on. Golden Nugget is where I get my gamble on. We're going to be there June 9th and 10th. Want you to come on over. Play some poker with us. We're going to be there. Michael and his wife Angel are going to be there. I mean, just let's go. It's so much fun. I love the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. Love their poker room. It is great. It is. It's a small room, but it's still there's still a lot of great action going on there. But here's the deal: is the hotel, the restaurants, the nightclub, the concert center, the auditorium, everything is big time, first class. Everything is Vegas style. The casinos, Vegas. Everything about it. The pool, the golf course. There is nothing that you don't have at the Golden Nugget that you need. I mean, you can go all the way to Vegas. That's fine. I mean, obviously you have more options when you go all the way to Vegas, but it's a lot easier, a lot cheaper to get to the Golden Nugget LC. GoldenNuggetLC.com. You're looking for a great place to get your game on. Just 2 hours and 15 minutes down the road. It's got everything. GoldenNuggetLC.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Did you guys happen to see this puppy fighting off five coyotes in the driveway?
Yes.
Here in Los Angeles?
Yeah. How old is that video? Is that new?
I think it's new. I think it's pretty new. It's on KTLA right now. That's not Wendy's station.
Oh, yeah.
The other station. So. But it's great. There are coyotes. I mean, you just walk down the street and there's a coyote standing there right there.
Really?
Yeah. They're all over. Yeah. It's not a big deal. I saw one time we were looking at a house. They came flying down the mountain. I mean, like flying, like they were skiers, like downhill skiers, like a pack of five, six, seven of them, just flying down the hill. Everything's flying all over. I was like, holy crap, these coyotes are. But they don't bother you. They do not come around. Now they wanted to eat that dog.
See you, John. You are gullible. Don't you know that dog was in with those coyotes, and that's a stray dog, and they got together. Hey, man, you ain't built for the outside. We're going to state something. The humans are so stupid. They're going to love you after you fight us off. And the coyote's like, all right, man, we got you.
We'll get you in a house, bro.
So we're going to get you adopted. We're going to get you adopted.
We're going to get you some looks, bro.
Yeah, we're going to get you some looks. People are going to take notice. And you're going to be adopted real quick, man. You ain't built for this. But you're one of ours. So we're going to help you out.
That dog was putting together tape?
Yeah. That's his huddle film. That's his highlight clip. That's his highlight tape.
And then when he gets into a house, he goes, blessed to announce I've received an invitation from the Davis family.
After consultation with the Davis family.
With that said,
I'd like to thank God and the Davis family. I just got an offer.
Thank you. Yeah. But I don't know. But he didn't know if he's going to take it
yet. Yeah, his commitment date's a month in advance. He's waiting for better offers.
What was the NIL?
What kind of treats does he get off the table? Is he getting – what is type he, of – chow is he getting? All the things
NIL
he needs to
for
consider.
Dogs is my dogs have a good one. They got to go to Starbucks for a pup cup every Saturday.
There you go.
That's an NIL right there. They're not leaving this house.
Is he getting five pup cups a month? What is he doing?
Yeah, he gets one every Saturday.
So I think, John, you should look deeper into this and realize.
Although Splits did get pancreatitis 1 year when I was in my one trip to London. He got pancreatitis because Snacks kept feeding him. He kept feeding him beef tenderloin from Christmas. Like, he just kept feeding them beef tenderloin. Apparently, dogs can't have that kind of food. Not a lot of it. It's too rich for their stomach. And he started having blood, you know. When he used the bathroom, he got really, really sick. Took him to the doctor and found out he had pancreatitis. Like, oh, yeah, dogs can't eat. You can't give dogs that kind of food. Dogs will get – their stomachs aren't made for it. Like, what? Dogs can't – farm dogs can. Farm dogs will
– Well, they're built tougher.
Farm dogs are built way different.
Than Splits.
I need a collar. Farm dogs never have a collar.
Splits had pancreatitis and survived it.
Yeah,
well, he survived.
Well, he got some medicine.
I had a buddy who had pancreatitis. It ain't no joke, bro.
No,
you get sepsis. You get it's bad.
Oh yeah, no, it's really bad.
Yeah, it's bad.
Hopefully that dog hit that dog's ploy helps and he gets adopted. Shout out to the coyotes though, the real heroes.
The real heroes, the Coyotes. And it says in this article I'm reading, they were rabid Coyotes. You don't know if they were rabid. They have not been tested.
Did you test them? Rabid Coyotes.
Hey, that pup, that's some bravery there. Mm. That's some bravery.
I mean, he told that Coyote to take a dive.
Watch Hero, Puppy, Duke.
He was putting together a huddle tape.
Okay. Yeah. It's like when Arch was playing all those little private school kids.
Yeah.
That's how he turned into a stiff-arming little kids who got no chance on the D3 level even. I saw that Arch highlight tape. Man, he may be very talented, but I'm not going off that tape.
Yeah, I got to wait.
He had them Coyotes.
Those are little Coyotes. Yeah. They're not even.
Baby Coyotes.
Yeah. Those little private school Louisiana Coyotes were not good enough. Although, actually, I take it back. If you're in Louisiana, the private schools are better than the public schools for the most part.
Yeah, I'm just talking about the ones I saw on Arch's tape.
It was not good. Mm-hmm. It did not look. It looked like when Chris Sims was going off against guys in New Jersey. And I remember thinking, I don't think corners are going to be 5'8 in college football.
Yeah. Right.
I don't think the 5'8 white cornerback who's running a 5'1 is going to be a thing in college football.
And it was. It turns out you were right.
Turns out it wasn't. And he had a spleen knocked off one time in a game, didn't he? Remember when he was bleeding in a game with Tampa Bay Buccaneers? Speaking of, somebody gave him the pancreatitis one game. And now he's a bad take artist on TV.
Wow.
Am I wrong?
He had a spleen removed.
Say I'm wrong.
That man.
Respect my decision.
It's forefront on NBC.
Respect my decision.
Okay.
Chris Sims in a game against Carolina, after it, he had to have a spleen removed because it ruptured.
Yeah.
That's how tough
they busted his spleen up. That's back when Carolina wasn't playing. Who we got on the line? Chris in the Woodlands. Let's get Chris in the Woodlands real quick. What's up, Chris?
Hey, what's up, guys? Love your show. I'll preface my question. I miss Reggie calling in. Reggie used to be my favorite, talking about post defenders and how to really get in from behind. But I just was curious, Lance, when you said you need Jalen to snake more through to the hole. I've looked at his Instagram page. I don't think he has a problem with that. Snaking through to the hole, and I didn't know if Reggie might want to call in and comment on that. Thanks,
guys. Oh, boy. Not that Reggie. By the way, did Jalen and his girl break up? There was something where they weren't following each other after a trip to Cabo, but I didn't follow up on it because I don't gossip. But because I'm a grown person.
You definitely gossip.
I'm a grown person. I didn't go check. Oh, I need to check his Instagram page and find out what's happening here so I can get on Instagram and or so I can get on Twitter and give my opinion.
I can't speak to the level of that or what is going on with that relationship because, like you, I don't really care.
Yeah, I haven't really looked into it. Either he's going to.
John, do you have a report?
Yeah, you have any reports from L.A.? I know L.A. is pretty gossipy. Have you watched any of your L.A. shows that have talked about, have spilled the tea on Jalen? Girl, please.
Girl, stop.
Yeah, that's right. Where's John? Where's gossipy John?
Here he is. John, do you have any insight on the Jalen Drea?
I've been trying to get in. I don't know what the hell you're doing, though.
Okay.
But apparently, did you see the two of their Instagrams next to each other? Jalen had shut his down, and I guess everybody left or whatever, but he had 10 followers, and she had like a million.
Wait. 10 followers? No, everyone wouldn't have left. That's got to be a fake
account. I don't know.
He just said he wasn't going to post through the playoffs.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he shut. I don't know what the hell happened. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. But they put their two side by side. And there was. I didn't get it. I didn't get what the hell was happening between the two of them. I'm not sure. There's no word here yet, right now.
So, LA, they don't have any word on the relationship. Right, okay. No, let us know if one of those little gossip
shows. As soon
as
I find out where he's snaking, how he's snaking through the holes.
I don't know if that was about off the court stuff.
I don't know what. I don't know. Feels but like the, Lance's phrasing is terrible.
What did I say? That was
you
Chris in the Woodlands.
How
say
guys
that.
Were snaking through the hole.
Yeah, he was. No, I didn't say that. He was snaking through the lane.
No, you said through the hole.
What hole?
I don't know.
The gap between the help defender and his on ball defender. Maybe that's what you meant.
I don't remember saying that. I don't know how that would fit into in running backs. I could have said that, but not a basketball player.
We don't know.
Well, maybe if y'all took it at face value that it was a basketball comment and stopped doing y'all's sixth grade stuff, everything would be cool.
I didn't take it any other way than basketball, but Chris in the Woodlands had an objection.
Yeah, 2.4 million followers for Jalen. He's fine.
Was uncomfortable, to tell you the truth, but okay.
All right. All of the Jalen pictures are just Jalen looking cute.
How are his nails? Good?
On point.
Sure, they're great.
What do you mean, how are his nails? They're on point. He ain't going to be caught dead without having his nail game, right? Mm-mm. That man gets paid for the... He gets paid to have his nail game.
If you envision the best scenario for Jalen, where he is a contributor to a championship-winning Rockets team, does it pop into your mind that when he's handed Larry O'Brien, his hands are going to be featured and they're just going
to
be...
Dude, I think we may be late to this because it is like she does not exist on this Twitter page. Instagram page. Drea Michelle is non-existent. And for that matter, I guess his baby.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're probably late to the gossip.
Did he?
Yeah. What are you doing? Oh, yeah. You've been in Houston too much lately, John.
Did he wash her and like an athlete who feels like he's not getting his contract?
Wait, oh, you mean wash her presence off his social media?
Oh, wait a minute. Some of these pictures are really, man, Jalen's serious about ball. A lot of these pictures are old. Well, here's one March 28th where he's walking. He looks like a grown man. I mean, he does have a Louis bag in his hand, a little handbag.
That's fine for a shooting guard, just not for offensive linemen.
Would you want him to carry a Kroger
bag? Yeah, that's true. For a shooting guard, that's fine.
We just don't want it for...
Yeah, not for a tackle.
Our protectors. Yeah.
Well, I don't want a center who's running around with one of those little bags across his body, the man purses, and he's running around, and he's like, yeah. There's just a certain look that... You just don't feel like, hey, that's not – like, you wouldn't expect that look. Like, you would expect that from Caleb Williams. Granted, that would not look out of place. But you probably wouldn't expect it from, like, say
– Fred Warner? Well, no.
Maybe. I'm thinking of another quarterback. Like, Daniel Jones would not have that look.
Oh, my God. Speaking of Daniel Jones, we got a lot to do. We got some football to talk. A lot of football to talk. We'll do it on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Right now we're talking about Game Day Men's Health. Game Day Men's Health is a game changer. The other places are starting to do what Game Day Men's Health is. They're we got to put a lab in. Oh, wait, we got to give a free consultation, okay, as opposed to let's just gouge $150 out of people to find out whether or not they're a candidate for testosterone replacement. Game Day Men's Health been doing this. Game Day Men's Health said, we ain't charging you for that. We got labs right here, okay? Well, you catch up, everybody, because labs on site make a difference. Labs on site give you accurate, exact what's happening with your body, real time. Let me find out, and let me attack the situation right now. All the peptides you could possibly need. I am thrilled with what Game Day Men's Health is doing with me. And I think you'll be thrilled, too. There is a difference between these testosterone replacement places. You'll find out. Go to another one and see. You're just a number. Get in, get out, get your shot, get out of here, give us our money, and then come back in a week. That's not the way they do business at Game Day Men's Health. Man, they really care. Really, really care that you're reaching your goals, and they're going to make sure that you do. GameDayMen'sHealth.com. Tell them you heard it right here, GameDayMen'sHealth.com.
Houston's independent voice for sports talk.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. The world of fast fashion has complicated clothing production by shipping cheap parts around the world to whoever can sew them the cheapest. And now you, the consumer, are paying the price with rising costs. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. Skip the tariff and snag yourself American-made clothing with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.